This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and there are just 2 days left until Valentine's Day, which is a big day for retailers, including the drugstore chain CVS, which took a little ribbing in this fake commercial on Saturday Night Live.
Your girlfriend is beautiful, sexy, and one of a kind. So this Valentine's Day, get her a gift that's as special and unique as she is. Some dumb little thing from CVS.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us to talk about Valentine's Day retail. Jason, good to have you back.
Good to be back. And just for the record, it's not us that's maligning CVS, poor CVS Pharmacy. It's Saturday Night Live.
That's right. Just to be fair. Exactly. Now, according to the National Retail Federation, Jason, 54% of Americans are going to celebrate somehow, which is down from last year.
Down from last year. Last year it was 60%. Now, in terms of the American consumer, Valentine's Day is still the second most popular holiday. It's second only to Christmas. And also, according to the National Retail Federation, this year, Valentine's Day is estimated to contribute around $17 billion to the economy.
Wow.
Now, this is lower than the $18.6 billion estimate for last year. And that's leading many people to ask the question, is there a war on Valentine's Day?
Are people really asking that question?
Well, no one's asked it yet. But if it keeps going in this direction, perhaps they will.
Well, what are people buying and what are they spending on what they're buying?
All right. Well, first thing you need to know is that young lovers, they're the ones who are spending the most money. And I guess that makes sense. The average 18 to 24-year-old who's celebrating plans to spend $93. If you're between the ages of 25 and 34, you're saying you're going to spend about $107. But then we go to older people, 55, 65 years old, and they only plan to spend $59.
They've lost that love and feeling.
Well, you know, we've heard about sexless marriages, but this data clearly indicates to me that there are also giftless marriages, and perhaps the two are connected. Just saying.
Do people still buy cards?
Do people still buy cards? Yeah, some people do. Well, here we flip-flop. It's the older people who are still into cards. 51% of people overall who celebrate the holiday plan to buy physical cards. Younger people, they're abandoning the ritual. Only 39% of 18 to 24-year-olds buy cards. And we don't know how many are sending e-cards instead, but people over 65 years old, 59% still send cards or give cards.
And what about online shopping versus people going into, I don't know about CVS, but some actual brick-and-mortar store?
I mean, it still happens. The other data that we've got on this is that near a third of people who have tablets, they'll research products, prices, and retailer information. They'll redeem coupons for Valentine's Day. And we also know that many shoppers are going to be going to their computers just like they do for Christmas and other holidays. 16% said they're going to do that. But this is lower than last year. Again, the war on Valentine's Day, it's real.
Jason, what about single people? I know that the Valentine's Day is not a very fun holiday for people who are single.
This is true. And one thing I found interesting is that there are a lot of people who give gifts to coworkers, which could be kind of awkward, I suppose. But about 12% of Americans who celebrate Valentine's Day give gifts to someone they work with.
Jason, I want to ask you one more thing. 19.4% of Americans are going to buy something for their pets for Valentine's Day.
That's right, and I'm in that 19.4%. It's mostly younger people who are buying gifts for their pets on Valentine's Day, and I'm actually planning to take my pets out shopping later this afternoon.
You have two dogs, we should say.
I have two dogs. I'm going to take them shopping. We're going to do a little photo shoot, and I'll be posting those photos on Instagram and on Twitter. So follow me, at Jason Bellini, and you can see what my dogs look like. And they always have this flawless, angry look on their face, which I love.
Angry dogs.
They're in the part of the group that would rather not celebrate Valentine's Day.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, same to you.
And you can see the dogs at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.